Please don't confuse us with reality. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's still a mystery why Suleiman Talevic pulled a shotgun from his trench coat in Salt Lake City's Trolley Square and killed five people on Monday. His family had come here as refugees, Muslims fleeing Bosnia's ethnic cleansing, but the truce there was signed when Talevic was six. Except for that, the other facts seem all too typical, especially the fact that he had no trouble arming himself. Fortunately, neither did the off-duty cop who stopped him. But there was one untypical aspect. Because this happened in the evening, it meant that local TV stations had to break into primetime programming to cover it. And when they did, the complaints rolled in. Channel 13 reported 200 calls, 80% complaining that they interrupted 24. 24, as many of you know, is a hit drama about terrorism, in particular suitcase nukes, one of which has exploded and one of which has been disarmed. There are three more still out there. And it goes by fast. Miss a few minutes and you might get the heroes and the villains confused. One newspaper columnist was dismayed by all the complaints, felt it was callous for people to prefer fantasy terrorism over the real thing. But what the callers were saying was, we can't stop the real thing. With TV terrorists, you have a fighting chance. On 24, you see these super genius Homeland Security geeks tapping a few keys and instantly pulling up a picture of the terrorist hideout with a complete building diagram. When the terrorists strike in the real world, about all you can do is be thankful you were home watching TV. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.